Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks, Rachel, and thanks for joining me for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I want to head in the direction of the teaching series I'll continue this Sunday on Nehemiah, this small little book packed kind of in the middle of the Old Testament, and it's the story of a dude who God has broken his heart for his hometown to go back and build the walls that have been torn down by oppressors and owners. Babylon had captured all of the people of God, the country, the people of Israel, and they had kept them in captivity for decade after decade, and the walls of Jerusalem, the hometown, had been destroyed. The gates had been burned, and you know the story probably just from listening to the podcast some of the last few weeks that Nehemiah feels like, I need to go do something. I need to fix this. And God gives him a great plan, brings people around him, and sure enough, the wall is being built, and it's almost done. And in chapter 6 of the book of Nehemiah, what happens is there are people who are sending him messages. So imagine it like he's receiving a text while he's on the wall, and the text says, you need to come down off the wall and come meet with us because we're hearing stuff about you. Now, the people that are sending these messages, these are people that are inside the wall. These are the people who are benefiting from his good work and hard work. And they're saying, but come down off that wall. We're hearing bad things about you. And all of it is untrue. All of it is just lies, and all of it is human gossip that's been created to create some diversion or to create him not being focused on the big picture. Because you see, for many of us, we get lost in the weeds and we forget the big picture of our life, that God has redeemed us and he has chosen us to be a part of his redemptive plan to reach and to save mankind. And so just like it was the job of Nehemiah to be a part of God's redemption plan to rebuild a wall, God has that platform that he's designed for us, whatever our version of the wall is. And oftentimes we get totally diverted. It could be Facebook or Insta or Snapchat, or sometimes it's our neighbors or our families or our kids or ball or whatever it is. But they keep saying to him, you need to come down, and they're speaking harshly of him. And then in chapter 6, it says that in verse 7, he also reports that you have appointed prophets in Jerusalem to proclaim about you that you are the new king of Judah. In other words, they're stirring up all kind of trouble. Like in our world, it'd be all kind of political problems and challenges, be a cloud following what he's doing. And then I love this. I think this is one of the greatest pictures that I could ever see. It says in chapter 6, verse 17, during those 52 days, which by the way was how long it took to rebuild the walls, miracle in and of itself, many letters went back and forth between Tobiah and the nobles of Judah, for many in Judah had sworn allegiance to him because his father-in-law was Shechah, so the son of Arah, and they go on through this and they're saying that, wait a minute, the problem here, Nehemiah, is you're trying to build a name for yourself. But listen to what he says. He says, should someone in my position run from danger? Wow. Should someone in my position, and what is his position? He's a laborer. He was a cupbearer to the king in his hometown, and now he's come back, and now he's the builder, the rebuilder of the wall around the city of Jerusalem for the people of God. But the position he's talking about, from someone in my position, what he's saying is, should someone in my position who God has anointed and called, God has equipped and brought laborers around me, and God has caused me to lead this great effort, he's saying that I'm a servant. My position, should I run from danger? He's speaking spiritually more than he is in his role. He's saying, spiritually, I'm a child of God. Spiritually, I want to be obedient to what God's called me to be. Should I, as a child of God, should I run from danger? And then he says, should someone in my position enter the temple to save his life? And he says, no, I won't do it. And then in verse 12, I realized that God had not spoken to him, but that he had uttered this prophecy against me because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. They were hoping to intimidate me and make me sin. Then they would be able to accuse and discredit me. You know what he says to them? I'm not coming off the wall. I know what God's called me to do. I know what He's equipped me to do. I see the people working around me and working together for the cause of Christ, and you cannot distract me. You can't lure me. You can't come up with all kind of evil and gossip to say about me. I am keeping the main thing the main thing. Now watch this. We're going to learn this Sunday when we get into Nehemiah chapter 8, that in this time, Nehemiah recognizes and understands in a huge way, it really wasn't about the wall. It was about God calling him to build a wall. I sure hope to see you this Sunday. And whatever your wall is, let's get ready to build and let's get ready to stay on the wall. Rachel, tell us all about the service times that'll happen this weekend. God bless you, folks. Have a great Saturday and Sunday. And thanks again for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.